It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie.
It's a little louder than
Hey, Alicia. How are you?
I'm peachy. How are you?
I'm great. We have a guest today. I'm pretty excited about it.
We have a guest I've never met.
I know.
A new to me and a new to you guest.
New to us. Equally.
Us.
Yeah.
Because we're a team.
Yeah. Who's with us here today?
Oh, you want me to tell
Yeah.
me? My name is Kathy Barra. Catherine Barra.
Catherine. Do you prefer Catherine or Kathy?
Kathy's fine.
Kathy?
Cool.
Kathy.
I always want to ask someone, do you prefer Kathy or Susan? And like say some other random name. Like, that's not what I said.
Just to throw them off
just a little bit. Well, not that. That's not my name. I hate when Dave does this because he doesn't wait till we get in our groove.
Why? He doesn't wait till we look good. I could be like all mid-knuckle.
I'm waiting until you pick your nose.
What are you doing?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Years. I'm still.
I could be knuckled deep in something.
Whoa.
And be like, huh?
Well, we're at Traeger's, as usual.
Without any knuckles deep yet. The night is young.
Threw me off with that one, Carrie. Yeah, and the old doghouse. Still here. And that is axe throwing, by the way.
It is axe throwing.
Have you ever thrown axe?
Oh, yes.
I've never done it. Can I get one of my exes in there and have at it?
No.
Oh.
They do not have the insurance policy for that. That's actually, really you probably have to sign a little more waiver than everyone else.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, if anyone knew my athletic abilities, there's no chance I'm going to hit shit.
No. Oh. But it's fun.
Because wow. Are they really heavy?
And you just have to get the right
The
momentum.
Weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's easier
like
with
how heavy?
Hand. A couple pounds, but it's just because the head of it's heavier.
Right.
And you have to just get the right.
I've seen on TikTok that some women enjoy men cutting or axing wood. It's just them.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I've seen those.
Yeah. Well,
that came
speaking
out
of
men
TikToks, Kathy, you have a pretty substantial TikTok. I was like, loading? I'm like, dang, she's got a lot of videos. Good for you.
I do. And I was telling David one of the videos about a chapter in the book about the scammers.
Mm-hmm. Catfishing the Catfish? Was it that one or was it a different one?
No, it was. Well, it was just about a guy that tried to basically scam me. Mm. And he pretended like, you know, I went on a profile and he had 14 pictures and they're all military. So in the Northern Virginia area, it's all military.
Yeah.
And I like military, you know. And I thought he was that guy. And through the whole process of finding out more and really figuring out quickly because of his grammar and everything.
Yeah.
I found out he had stolen those pictures, put it on the profile, but he had stolen them from a military obituary site.
Oh, damn.
Awful.
It was horrible. Anyway, so that video, which is like 7 seconds long, has over a million views.
Oh, wow.
And I have like 5,000 comments, I think.
So what made you get into TikToking?
Well.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. So, talk about the book.
I was
going to
put the horse before the camera.
Oh, see, that's why I'm always here. I'm the awkward one.
What do you want to know?
Well, you're here because you wrote a book, and it's pretty cool that you wrote a book about online dating. So how'd you wind up on TikTok? Go ahead, Carrie.
I don't know. You ask the questions, and I'll just sit here.
No, don't. Stop. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. That was very rude of me.
I'm the queen of interrupting.
Okay. Anyway, how'd you wind up on TikTok?
So basically, I was in the Northern Virginia area, just to tell you a little bit about why I wrote the book. I was a single mom, and I didn't start dating until after he went to college. And I got online, and that's what the book's basically about, is like, you know, you never expect this weird, crazy crap to happen. And especially because I was in my 50s, so I was 50 years old. And so I got, you know, started doing the online dating, and all these weird dates. I mean, I'm talking about weird. You read the book, it was just insane. And so the lady that had the office next to me in D.C. at my office, I would tell her the stories. And she was like, oh my God, you got to write a book. And I'm like, I want to block this. I don't want to remember.
Yeah, why would I tell anyone
so
these?
So I've known her for probably 10 years, and literally during COVID, you know, we were all locked down, and I have a horse, so I was able to go out and ride my horse. I wasn't too claustrophobic, but she said, this is the perfect time to put this together. I said, look, I don't remember any of these things. And she goes, oh, I wrote a list of all these dates because she remembered them. Because she was so, couldn't believe it. So she's really kind of gave me a memory of some of them. And so I just started putting it together.
Yeah.
And it was mortifying, because it is mortifying that it these things happen.
But why does this make me want to do it all of a sudden?
What? Because you love the unknown.
Oh. I love the unknown, but she's like, it's mortifying. I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm in.
It's mortifying because you think at this, I'm 50-something years old. It's not going to be ridiculous. And it was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and it's, like you said, it's the unknown. Who would have ever thought this? Like, you can't write about it. Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can make this shit up.
TikTok. So the woman that convinced me to write the book, who had heard all the stories, about 2 weeks after I published the book, she says, have you ever heard of Book Talk? And I said, no. And during COVID, a friend of mine with a horse, she does, I don't know what she's like a spiritual coach and all this kind of stuff. So she wanted me to help her video her doing these dances for TikTok. That's all I knew about TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty popular. It started during COVID.
Yeah, during COVID,
right?
Yeah.
So then about 2 weeks after I published the book, she said, you know, have you heard of Book Talk? I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's on the platform. It's, you need to use hashtags to target your audience. And BookTok is just this really kind of amazing group of people that have decided they're going to review books.
Yeah.
They're going to publish or market or
it's
publicize.
It's like a huge Oprah's book club.
Right. So I thought, okay, well, I'll try. I used to work in television. Yeah. So it was easy for me to figure out how to do little videos and stuff like that. And so I don't know how many I have on there now, but
it'd be weird if I counted, huh? I'm all you have.
I know, I have about 1,000, probably. And so I just started doing that, and it really does. That's all marketing, other than podcasts. You know, that's pretty much what I've done. And I sell a lot of books from TikTok.
Well, I purchased one this afternoon.
So oh, you did?
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I brought
one. She purchased one for us.
Sorry,
it's
a little late, but I'll text you and be like, that was great.
This is mortifying. How the hell did you ever get
it? That's right. Yeah, because I tried a little bit of online dating, but not the extent.
You did?
Yeah. Like, not anything to write a book about. I'd probably write like a haiku or something, but yeah.
Well, that's what's interesting, though. A lot of it is
I want to try now.
But there's
I'm gonna do
a lot
this.
Of men,
a lot of it. Yeah.
Men's point of view.
Yeah.
And
I'm doing it. I'm sold.
Oh, you could write a book.
That took 7 minutes. Good job. You talked her into it.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
Well, you know, it's just kind of interesting what I've learned through TikTok, too, which is really also another part of it, is that so many people have dealt with it. And even on that scammer post I did, the conversation has gone on for like almost a year and a half now. And what is hysterical about it, I thought about doing a sequel called No, She Didn't, because these women and men that commented on that video are talking about these scammers. I mean, there's universities in India that they go to learn how to scam people. And they use the same script, the same ploy, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on a boat in the middle of the ocean. I'm
shit, now I want to go there too.
And, you know, they
it sounds lovely. Don't get scammed, Carrie.
Well, I want to be the scammer. I want to be in scammer school.
Well, it's what's scary is so many people do get scammed.
What was it, like 800 million a year?
It's 1.2 billion.
800, I don't know.
Scammed on just bills or dating or all
of the
above?
They do, so they
anything.
Prey on vulnerable people who, you know.
Oh, that's me.
And they, I don't know why, some of these women that commented on my post said, oh, I lost $30,000. And they've never met him. They've never talked to him on the phone, really. They give him their money. And it's like a lot of older, I would say in their 70s kind of, men and women. Even they just believe. You can't believe people are that.
I feel slighted that my ex-girlfriend stole my Sam's Club card. So.
Yeah.
But the name of your book is These Stories Are True. I Shit You Not. But when you put shit, it's what, asterisks and...
Yes, I had to do that.
Yeah.
But even on Amazon, they spell it out.
Actual word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
have all kinds of questions already, but you have a list, so you go first.
No, you please go. Because
okay, so let's circle back
organic.
To... You just said go, and I just went. You said you waited until your son was in college. How does your son feel about this now? Because we, like, before you got here, we were talking about episodes, and when my kids are older, do they want to hear what I have to say on this show? Has your son read this?
I don't know if he's read it. I do mention
like, how does
him in
he
here,
feel
like in
about...
the acknowledgments. It's like, this is to my son. He's going to be mortified when he reads this. I can't remember exactly what I said. But, he actually, I don't know if he's read it, but I sent him about 10 copies, and he put him in random. He lives in New York City, and he put him in random places. You know, just like nice. Puts him in bookshops and things like that.
Because is there anything like totally embarrassing that he wouldn't want to know?
Well, I mean, I don't go into. I mean, some of it is, and I change all names, right? So he doesn't know if some of the stories are me or somebody else. You know, but no, there's nothing horrible sexually or anything like that. I think it's more the behavioral part of it that's just astounding that people act this way. You know,
behavior is a language.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way. That's a good. That's I like that.
Write that down
In your secret.
All right, so I have a question.
Yes.
What is the strangest experience that you've had?
Is this an R-rated show or
it is?
You can do. You can. It's X-rated if you want.
Carrie,
whatever
say the
you
F-word.
Want. Fuck. So, do what you want, man.
That's me. I'm the one.
Well, it's a chapter in the book, and it's called. I think it's. What is it? It's something about ulcers and stick shifts, and I. The most mortifying.
Wait, it's
was,
called what?
Herniated ulcers and stick shifts, I think it's called.
I love it.
So I met this guy online.
I'm getting a visual.
For about 2 weeks. And we decided to meet for dinner. And the weird thing about his pictures, like his head looked normal, but his body looked kind of, I don't know. You know when people have that bypass surgery?
Disproportionate?
Yeah. Okay. So I thought, okay, well, whatever. You know. And he was younger. He had 2 kids. Anyway, so we're meeting for dinner, and he calls me right before. He says, I wanted to let you know I have a boot on my leg, you know, because I had surgery, Achilles surgery. So anyway, this whole date was like, we get there, he's in the boot, and we sit down, and it's just, he won't stop talking. And it was just very bizarre, because he started talking about things that were completely inappropriate. I mean, it was like he was talking about how he got divorced, and he didn't find
first
his
date.
Wife... and kids for 2 months, and he didn't know where they were, and while they were gone, he got robbed, and this guy must have come in his house and kicked his cat because the cat was regurgitating black stuff. You know, I'm eating beans and rice. I'm like, this is disgusting. Anyway, so he starts going into the last couple dates he had, and he said he dated a woman that was a former Miss Colorado who's getting $13,000 a month from her ex-husband, but she would drink 2 bottles of wine every time they went to dinner. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm here at this Mexican restaurant. It's probably going to cost you $50. You know what I'm saying?
But right.
So that was too much. She was a drunk. So then the next one was a younger woman who is a teacher who he said she asked him to pick her up, which is unusual for a first date, but he did. Get to the restaurant. She has 10 rum and Cokes. And I said, well, at like 5, wouldn't you just cut her out? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So then...
Hey, she's a teacher, man.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
She earned every single
You've
one
had
of
two
those.
Beers. Shut up.
Okay.
So he says to me...
half.
You know, I was sitting there and I told her, I'm not driving you home. I'm going to call you a cab. I'm going to go to the restroom, wait for the bill, and when we come back, I'll walk you out and blah, blah, blah. So he said he went to the bathroom, came back, and the bill wasn't there yet, and he asked the waiter, and the waiter said, well, sir, I'm happy to give you your check as soon as she returns all of the silverware and things she's stolen from the table.
Oh.
But she was, like, putting stuff in the purse. So that happened. Then he walked her out to his truck. And so he basically says to me, this is in the book, but it's, like, so mortifying. I can hardly talk about it. But he said, well, you know, when I was walking her to the truck, I put her into the passenger side, and I really didn't pay attention to what she was doing. And I got into the driver's side of the truck waiting for the cab. He said, but she must have taken her panties off or something when she was getting in the truck, because I got in the truck, she started trying to make out with me. Now, granted, this is our first date, and it was like, what the? So anyway, he said, well, then I pushed her away, and I said, no, I'm not interested. And he said, she turned around, and she started... inserting the stick shift into her.
What?
Mm-hmm. Right there. Wow. And I was literally like...
That's why we stop at 9 drinks, folks. That is why we stop right there.
That's your cutoff. And I said, yes. I looked at him and I was
we
like...
We call that the old standing in.
Yeah. Standing in,
I was like, just the fact that he was talking about this stuff on a date. And then he said, oh, yeah, and then I had to... You know, the cab came and I kicked her out and I had to stop by 7-Eleven and get Clorox and paper towels to wipe it off. And I told all my friends at work, and he said, then the next day I got to work, and someone had put a stick shift on my desk as a joke. And I was like, I stopped, and I stood up, and I got my purse. I said, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. This is so mortifying. I have no idea what to even say to you. So I got in my car. I called my brother. I was crying. I was like, what is wrong with people? You know? He said, what a jackass. And he called him Jack to the asses. And I just said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it. I said... So that was my most mortifying. Wow. Yeah, that was just one of them, though.
Wow. And she just makes me want to just dive in.
Because you can't believe it. You cannot. That's what the title.
It's like it makes me curious about that world.
Shit, you're not. You cannot believe. You can't make this crap.
You get picked up for the date and bring a condom. Wow, that's presumptuous. This is for this. And you just put it on the stick shift. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Well, no, I just started.
So you asked.
I just had all kinds of questions that came up in it. One, what size is that stick shift?
Like, it was the right size.
What year vehicle was this and model? Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I've seen some stick shifts that I wouldn't tango with. I'm just saying, not even after 10.
Yeah.
Not even after 9.
I mean, I was in his 50s.
It seems really unsanitary.
Well, that's why he stopped at 7-Eleven to get Clorox.
She just hopped on a stick.
Let's also focus that he thought that the story would really seal the deal here.
Yeah,
like, right. Well, he's telling the story,
the
and I'm
scary
yeah,
part.
I know what I'll do.
Yeah,
I'm wondering like he doesn't have the abilities to read the room.
Yeah.
Right, you got to read the room, and like if you're not responding or you're not totally into it, read the room, change the.
But you said he wouldn't quit talking, right? So how?
Well, that's
he...
the thing. Also, I noticed when I was dating.
Give him a spoonful of peanut butter.
But. It's like the stuff they just talk about stuff that you shouldn't talk
word
about.
Word vomit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
What did you say? Word vomit.
Word vomit,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that a lot.
Mortifying, I think.
I do nervous talk sometimes. or just all the time I talk.
Are you speaking?
What?
It's nervous.
Nervous talk. No, but I'm sitting there like, offer the homeboy a spoonful of peanut butter so he doesn't have to say anything for a minute. It's like, to give a break. Like, so he's all...
So find yourself a strictly... peanut butter and jelly sandwich restaurant and
so
go there.
When I start online dating, I'm going to have not only my 8 ball in my purse that I have all the time, but I'm going to have some Jiffy. So I can get him quiet in Jiffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a question?
I have one. I don't know where it is. Actually, because I moved
I've carried mine around for, what, 13
years?
She's
made life choices based on this thing.
She doesn't make a life decision until she asks the 8 ball.
Yeah.
What am I going to ask it?
Yeah, you've got to say it out loud, though.
Oh.
This is where you're supposed to be taking a picture of my happiness. Oh. But I bring happiness to the damn holy table, Dave.
Happiness.
Listen, I can't do anything right. I'm a man.
Well... We can start a list there.
But you do sit over there and shut the fuck up, so thank you for that.
She cussed. Because normally I'm the cusser. She cussed.
Am I going to find a good man in Durango?
Oh.
I don't have my glasses on.
Do you need me to come around? Give some assistance?
Here he's good.
What's his name?
Oh, as I see it, yes.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I have to say, though, it's not just people. I do mention stories.
Do you like my woo?
As I was starting to write it, there was a young girl at my barn who was 27. I was telling her about the book, and she was telling me she dated a guy for 2 years. I think I might have mentioned this to you, Dave. And at dinner one night when I was kind of fizzling out, he said, I need to tell you something. I'm going back to my husband. And she said, what? Mm. So he had been married to a man... was separated for 2 years, never told her.
Wow.
And then he's breaking up with her. And, you know, it happens, weird stories happen at all ages. Gear I can imagine now well. With Tinder and Grindr.
Would
and
you
all
say
that
going back to the gear shift?
Well, as I mentioned in the book, I'm very happy with my battery.
Because Dave loves to take pictures. Ladies, here's the gear shift.
Oh, wait, hold on, I can't do that. Hold on.
Alicia's going to be like this. We're going to cheers to the gear shift. Cheers to the gear shift. There's got to be a ton of gear shifts in Durango.
Oh, my God.
How long have you been in Durango?
Since August 30th.
Oh, wow, so you're freshie.
Yeah, my sister, who was just in here, she's been here 30 years.
Okay.
So I was going to move here.
She has a dog,
years.
I noticed.
She does have that little, she brings everywhere she goes. But I was going to move here 2 summers ago, but she has a house that I'm renting that started out with 2 people, and they ended up with 7 people, and so she had to kick them out and get it cleaned up. So I'm just moved here in August with my horse.
And you were in Washington, you said?
I was in Washington, D.C. for about 20 years, but the last 8 years I was in Denver.
Denver, okay.
Helping our parents. They're both passed away now, but so yeah. But yeah, I just decided I needed to.
But you were able to spend 8 years with them before they passed?
Yeah, they were married 50 years and they got divorced. And so they were apart for 10, and then they both started kind of declining around the same time. They're in their early 80s.
Well, that's really cool that you got to be with them.
Yeah. I liked Denver.
Fortunate.
I went to school at UNC. I always have to say Greeley, not North Carolina, folks. Yeah. And we always partied in Denver, and I always wished that I went to school in the Denver area versus Greeley.
Yeah.
But I loved going down there. Yeah. I really like Denver. It's a cool
so
place.
It's changed that. It's horrible with the homeless now. I mean, it's just...
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't even
Do you
go
think
to Denver.
That the passing the law for recreational marijuana helped that, hurt that?
I think, well, because obviously. I was in D.C. for so long. I think Virginia, I was in Northern Virginia where I lived, but I think they just passed it there. But I think it hurt Denver, but, you know, now Vegas and all these other states have it. So I think that
just trending
moved. But they also have a lot of the migrant, well, illegal migrant, you know, whatever, coming to. I just saw an ad from the Colorado's management, state management email I got that they're hiring for people to help with the migrant centers in Denver because they have so many.
Off the 25 and just north they go.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it just got too crowded, you know, so.
I haven't been there in
And again, years. I lived in D.C., but I'm just tired of the.
So my, I work for a crane company and I almost moved to Dundalk in Baltimore. And I went all alone during COVID to go check out Washington, D.C., and nothing was open. There was nothing to do. And I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah. You timed that well.
That's what D.C. is very weird. Denver's kind of the same. You know, D.C. is this big, you know, metropolis for you know, everything.
Driving
it closes
there?
Like at 9 o'clock at night. You know, you can't find anything.
Well, and
open.
Then add the COVID restrictions. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. No,
see, and I was there. I moved from D.C. area 2014. So it was completely, and I worked for totally a woman who, I still work for her sometimes as a consultant, but she was a U.S., a philanthropist and a U.S. ambassador. So it was a completely, I was very lucky because I had this really niche kind of job. But yeah, that was an awesome area because there's never any unemployment because there's government, military, you know, there's tons of jobs there.
Yeah, so. That's very cool.
Yeah, so
very cool.
That's where I had all my crazy dates.
This is where the bulk of that. So, sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, okay.
We can negotiate like adults.
So are you dating now? Like, are you online?
Same thing.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. Believe it or not, my college roommate, I went to CSU.
Yes.
So I didn't graduate from there, but I started there back when Jesus walked the earth. Oh. And so my college roommate is still one of my best friends. And she moved down here, but her brother has lived here, and he has his own engineering company, and so I've been kind of dating him.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
cool.
We'll see.
So why did you ask about Durango then?
Well,
because
I don't know if there's
because life.
He's 62 and he has a 16-year-old, and it's like I don't know if that's ever going to work out because I'm not really.
Is he?
I would be questioning if he has a working gear shift, but whatever.
I was going to ask if he worked out, but for a different reason.
Oh,
is he a healthy person?
He is. He does the Iron Horse every year. So.
Oh yeah, nice.
The bike ride.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You
said you just drove down to Farmington the first time, right?
Yeah.
So on a bike.
Watch for deer on the way back.
During the fall when the colors change?
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
So if you can hold on to them for that long, do it. Just for that.
I did do the $1 million highway drive. So another friend of mine, a younger guy that I worked with in Denver, happened to move down here at the same time, like 2 weeks before I did. So he works to the train, and he went on that $1 million highway drive with me, which I thought I was going to die on Red Mountain. Oh, my God. And then he took me on the train. All the way up to Silverton and back, so that's been kind of cool too.
So this is a nerdy thing to say, but they just got these new cars, club cars. What do they call them?
Oh yeah,
So they got them from Alaska, and they're not dirty coal anymore.
Right.
They're clean, and so they brought them all the way from Alaska, and our crane set them, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you did that?
Yes, to watch them go on a track. It was I was like a 9-year-old boy. It was crazy.
But it was fun to go on the train. I mean, I was fascinated going up that, just to think about 100 years ago, those guys blasting the mountain out and all that, you know. And it's narrow gauge, so it's, you know.
Smoking cigars and drinking whiskey.
So you haven't done,
who am I?
Any of the scary, I'm going to die switchbacks, have you?
No.
Like, I shouldn't call them that, but what, I mean, there's Black Bear, what's a Ophir? What's the scariest one? Is it Ophir?
You mean drives?
Yeah. I mean, there's switchbacks in a Jeep.
Is that the one to your Ray?
Well, they're all over and you can go.
That's the same one I think I went
on. I think it is,
But you go, I don't know, one of my husbands used to dangle me over the edge in the Jeep all the time, and I was like, oh my God. And you're trying to pass.
And that's not what did the divorce. That's not what did it.
No, it was just gear shifter.
His gear shifter was not
bad. He had a mechanical issue. So,
multiple mechanics.
But I mean, it's so pretty once you get up there, like you're saying, like just to watch it and be part of that history. But for me, it was from point A to B was, oh my God. And then you get up there thinking, they did this with, I don't know, railroad ties and heavy gear and snow.
Yeah.
And they probably cussed a lot.
Alcohol, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to ask you before we run out of time. So you have a assisted confidence building activities program? Is that
equine assisted?
Oh,
so So you did look at my book.
I did.
So when I moved to Denver in 2014, I had a job with another philanthropist, and 8 months later, I think it was a political thing. I'm conservative. We're having this big event for Hillary Clinton, and I happened to mention, I'm not really a big fan of Hillary Clinton. 2 days later, I was. So anyway, I was in between jobs, and I went back to graduate school. I thought, I'm going to work with my dog in the animal-assisted activities. Well, then my dog died, right? So I'm thinking, okay, well, I was in this two-year program, so I ended up at an equine rescue barn where they, you know, because you can't slaughter horses in the United States anymore, so they go to Canada or Mexico. So people surrender their horses, and a lot of people try to save them and rehome them and all that. So I was at this facility observing equine therapy for my program, and this horse would not leave me alone. And I was like, what the hell? I've never had a horse. I don't even know anything about horses. And this old horse whisperer, I did a TED talk about this actually in Denver. He was like an old horse whisperer dude with a mustache, you know, Vietnam vet. He's like, I'll teach you about that horse. I'm like, I don't know about horses. What the? So anyway, 4 months later, he's teaching me about the horse, and I ended up adopting the horse. But part of the graduate program was creating a program. So I went from the dog program to an equine assistant. Wow. So I used to, it's called Be Heard. It's BEHERD. And I used to work a lot with Girl Scouts. And do groups of 10. Maybe they didn't ride the horse, but we just groomed her and talked about their herd and who's in their herd and how you maintain these 5 top people in your life that define your life kind of thing. So I created
That's
a program
cool.
for that. Yeah. So I haven't done it much since COVID because Girl Scouts changed the protocol. And since I've moved down here, I might start that back up at my
Looking
new barn in January.
Yeah. And even for the Four Corners area, in general.
Yeah. Not just a lot of kids that really need just confidence boosting.
Yeah,
you know,
just a little bit of,
acceptance.
Okay.
I think a friend of mine's daughter goes to that. Maybe it's Durango. I don't know.
What is it?
There's one called Empower.
It's for her kids on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost want to say it's for special needs kids. Mm-hmm. But it's around here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm helpful. Mm-hmm. There is my little, I'm going to throw some shit in there kind of thing.
Go Carrie! 8 years now, but I mean, what I've learned about the horses. They're mirrors, you know, so if you're upset, they're upset. But they really are calming for young kids, kids with, you know, mental, you know, a little bit of instabilities.
See, and I've never been around horses. My parents had horses in the 70s when they lived in Phoenix, but when they moved up here, they weren't interested in any of that.
It's not cheap.
That's what they said. So they're like, we decided to feed our kids and not our horses. So,
well, that's the other thing. When I had the horse, I remember my friend's boyfriend said to me, well, do you put that you have a horse on your dating profile? You should take that off. Because men will think you're high maintenance.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Ask anybody.
Or nurturing.
Well, if they're that judgmental, they can scroll on. Right?
Funny story about, I think it was Holly Tender. I don't know. But I got the directions mixed up of which way to swipe. So that was fun.
Because
I had been drinking when I downloaded it, and so the next morning I woke up and I'm like, why did I like this picture of a boot? Like, what? So I deleted it immediately. Yeah.
Tinder and tequila.
And then I went out.
Whoa. Don't mix.
Yeah, I went
That's
out.
That's a good book. That's a title to a book.
Tinder and tequila. Because we always have to title our show. So do we title the show Tinder and Tequila?
I never used Tinder actually.
We obviously.
Would Tinder fall in this category for this book?
We obviously call it. These stories are also true.
And which one is the one for which one is just for sexual activities?
Grindr.
Oh, so Tinder's dating?
Well, Tinder can be.
Tinder is the straight version. Grindr is the gay version. That's true.
So the Google G and Grindr stands for something.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time,
be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.